You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
The most interesting thing in tech, Facebook's new efforts to try to make sure the platform doesn't undermine America's coming presidential election. This is a very big deal. I don't know who's going to win, but I do know it's almost certainly going to be close. It's going to be contested. It's going to be tense. And we may not know on that Tuesday night who the winner was, because so many people will be voting by mail. It may take days, weeks, and there's going to be a lot of uncertainty. So Facebook is saying now, early in September, that they want to be helpful, not harmful, when chaos hits the fan. So what is Facebook going to do? Whole bunch of things. They've launched a voting information center. You've probably seen information about it in your Facebook feed. It will tell you how to register to vote, gives you all kinds of useful information. It's not at all partisan. It's just useful facts. It's right there on Facebook. They're also putting forwarding limits on Facebook Messenger, so you can't send a message to more than five people. This should slow down the spread of viral misinformation. They've also said they will take down posts that include misinformation about voting. They've already started to draw stricter lines on this. President Trump recently suggested to his supporters that they vote twice, in person and by mail. This is illegal. Facebook labeled it. Facebook will also ban new political ads in the week leading up to the election. If you've bought a political ad that has had at least one impression, you'll be able to buy more of it, but you'll not be able to create new campaigns and run them. So what do I think about this? I think it's all good. It's all definitely good. My fear, though, is that it's too late. Not that September is too late and they should have done this in June. Not that they should have done this in March. But that we're 5 years too late. Facebook has essentially been tuned as a misinformation machine. We're put into filter bubbles. We respond to the most lizard brain activating posts. If you look at what gets shared on Facebook, if you look at the top performers, hyper-partisan stuff. Facebook, despite all of its efforts, it's like a ship that was turned in a harbor facing north, and now, years and years into their journey, they've realized they need to go south, but it's pretty hard to turn the ship. So I hope Facebook has a benevolent effect if there's some election chaos, which I think there will be. I fear, though, despite all their recent efforts, the effect will still be baleful. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.